And welcome to another episode of Swimming with the Fish. We are here the day after Cinco de Mayo. I hope you all enjoyed this holiday made up for a bunch of drunken Americans. I didn't take part. It's okay. I don't know. I'm pretty sure the chief didn't. Goon, you weren't involved, were you?
Nope.
Yep.
No, I had Mexican food for dinner tonight because you can get into the restaurants tonight.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out what to have for dinner last night, and I said to my wife, hey, let's go to our local Mexican place. She goes, did you look at the calendar? I'm like, oops, yep, no, let's not do that.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Did they do a big Cinco de Mayo in Texas, Chief? How are you, Chief?
All right, but first of all that happens here is a woman looks at you and points to where the food is, and then you say thank you, and then she says you're taking too long, and then makes you a plate, and then gives it to you. So I wouldn't know, because
you know what?
Here,
I'm suddenly getting that John Denver feeling. Almost heaven, East Texas.
Yep. If he drank, he probably would get a martini.
Yeah.
When he came home from work.
Just like the old days.
Got it. God, I want that.
Walk in the door and have a martini handed to you?
Yeah.
That's toxic masculinity right there.
So that doesn't exist in Eastern Europe.
Yeah. What, the martini?
No, toxic masculinity.
Oh. I was about to say, my God, what a backward area.
But I will tell you this. You can rest assured that the next time you come here, if you had asked for it, it would have happened.
What, a martini?
Yes.
That's not appropriate.
Why not?
Because I'm a married man. The only person who should be handing me my martini is my wife.
Says who? Hey, good luck. Good luck with that.
What do you mean, says who? All the rules. There's rules in this world.
I've never heard. Okay, so first of all, this is a lawless world.
Well, there's that. Okay.
And second of all, you didn't ask for one. I mean, you did ask for...
You didn't ask for a rule?
You asked for the shine of the celestial body, and that made its way to you. So...
I'm sorry.
Yes, you did.
Last reference. What was that?
The moon would be the celestial body that was shining.
Oh.
I'm glad one of us still...
It's been a very long day.
I'm keeping up with you, Chief. You just go.
That's right. It's been a very long day. I'm emotionally drained. I was very tense this morning. I'm a lot less tense now.
You were tense.
Yes.
Did you have coffee at work?
Well, yes.
Then I don't want to hear about it because the Keurig broke down. It was not a good day.
Not good at all. So you had no coffee at all? You couldn't even go out and get coffee?
You can go and drink the coffee they make down in the cafeteria, but that's swill. If I wanted swill, I'd have brought my own.
And my swill is cheaper.
I had the commuter cup that I made at home, and that's all. That's not enough to get through the whole day.
That's not enough to get past breakfast.
So instead, I had water.
Oof. What's that taste like?
I don't know. I didn't like it. Didn't like it at all. People came to me asking for help. I'm like, what?
Is he hangry? No, he hasn't had his coffee. Well.
So what happened? One day coffee's gone.
Well, I was just about to say, you know, we might come to a point where there is no coffee.
Lies. And lies brought on by evil AI.
Exactly. But apparently the chief has been out hunting, stories to help smooth our transition to something called synthetic coffee.
No.
I'd like to state for the record that there's lots of references to something called synthale on Star Trek. Have you ever seen Synthahol? Has you ever seen anybody happy about that? Scotty wasn't happy about it.
Scotty wasn't happy about it.
Right. The Irish guys weren't happy about it. It's
Transporter Chief Kyle?
O'Brien,
thank you.
Could he be more...
I know it was from the original series.
That's right.
Yes. He didn't make it, though.
The world drinks 2 billion cups of coffee a day. God bless this world. Yeah. There you go. It's wonderful. But the synthetic...
I'm
just frightening.
I'm solving the problem tomorrow.
What are you doing?
The cure
is gathering...
The Keurig. I did think about that, but my wife said no.
Did you tell your wife to think again? I mean...
You're funny.
You're a funny man. There are firearms in this home.
Yeah, I mean, you're speaking to me, so I'm guessing you either did it and she took it well, or you didn't.
I would go the latter all the time.
I did not, but I noticed that the Keurig that we no longer use, because now I have a French press, and was gathering dust, so it's coming in with me tomorrow, and it will be the new coffee machine at the office.
Very nice, very nice. The French press, does it like slap you back? You push down
it. It only works in reverse. Yeah.
Does it spit on the floor as well? When you guys
see the American trying to make the coffee.
It thinks that the coffee I use isn't dark roasted enough.
Enough? How dark does it need to be?
French coffee is very dark.
Is it Nigerian blend?
Ooh.
Yeah, there you go. Wow.
I'm glad said that. Cuban know exactly what would have happened if I'd have said that. I'm just saying.
The mere fact that you had to bring it up. See, neither one of us had a problem. Only one person
who has a
tendency.
I don't have a problem. I just know when I'm being set up. Because if I had agreed with you, really, Crutch?
No, we had moved on. You,
yeah, you're the one you're dwelling on it.
No, I'm paranoid.
Do you want to get something off your chest?
Yes. You may be twitchy about the subject. How's that?
You should not have sent me this picture from Bewitched. It's all I can see right now. I have to look at something else.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't think the hurricane would appreciate that.
No, I don't think she would.
We were discussing...
No,
I'm just saying, I'm not including that link. But prior to the show, we were discussing how things that they got away with on television in the old days. Although you could probably put that on TV today and probably nobody would notice even.
Probably be all right, yep.
Yeah.
This is probably during
Saturday cartoons, you know.
This is modest compared to what is going on today.
Well, that's true.
Isn't it the truth?
So true.
I switched to an article about the smartest dog breeds, and I don't think these guys know what they're talking about.
Let me take a guess. They did not include Golden as number one.
Number one is Golden Retriever, yeah.
Oh. Oh.
It's the opposite.
I understand now.
Yeah.
Number two. And you're looking directly at Doug going,
I don't think so, buddy. I love you, man, but...
Forrest yeah. Dog.
Told me that Doug spelled backwards is good.
It is.
Yeah.
With an umlaut.
Number two is poodle, so Wendy is very happy about that too.
Yeah, well, you know, it's nice when you can look at a pedigree and go, you know, I've got something going. Like I found out that Forbes magazine now has a brand new list of what they consider to be the new Ivy League schools, and I went to two of them.
Is that because the Ivy League is overrun by Marxists?
Because that's now the Poison Ivy League. Yes.
Did we have to say that? Yeah. Oh, I didn't tell you.
What?
I moved a retaining wall that I didn't want to move because I knew there was poison oak there.
Ooh.
And I knew I would get it.
And you got it.
Yep. I moved it because Hurricane was upset that I hadn't done it yet. I moved it and I got it. So, but now Crutch continues.
Yeah, so our friends at Forbes magazine have picked 20 new schools, apparently. to represent what they consider to be the creme de la creme of college experiences. And a lot of the names people have heard, but I was kind of surprised by some of them. So, for example, they broke it down into public schools and private schools. And the public Ivies, as they call them, Binghamton University in New York, Georgia Institute of Technology, Georgia, University of Florida, Florida, University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, that's in Illinois, University of Maryland College Park, my alma mater, thank you very much, University of Michigan Ann Arbor, University of North Carolina Chapel Hill, University of Texas at Austin, University of Virginia, and University of Wisconsin-Madison, which is great. And the private ones, Boston College, which is where my dad went, Carnegie Mellon, which accepted me, but I couldn't afford. Emory University, which I don't know if you've seen in the news recently, basically said all those protesters don't go here. And if they did go here, they don't go here no more. So good for Emory.
There you go.
Georgetown University, Johns Hopkins University, my other alma mater.
No, that's a Hurricanes alma mater.
Oh, that's awesome. Bachelor's or master's?
Master's.
Awesome. Very cool. Northwestern University in Illinois, Rice in Texas, University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana?
Indiana, yeah.
University of Southern California, which is the one I disagree with the most because they obviously don't know what they're doing over there, and the good old Vanderbilt in Tennessee. Good job. Good job, one and all. The list is available, be one of the links on the show page. Please check it out. And I'm feeling very Ivy League today. Actually, I'm feeling blessed. I think that's the easiest word to use today. Today, I am blessed. I was very nervous. For those of you who may have listened to last week's show, or might have been the week before, I can't remember now. It's been so darn long. I've been having some car trouble. And I got the word
again.
And I got the word today that the bad news is my transmission is going to be replaced or rebuilt. The good news is I do not need to pay for it under warranty.
Yay!
In fact, it apparently, in a brief moment of genius, I paid for a lifetime warranty, and that has in fact paid off.
This was a very good move in owning a Ford, in which you said, now the joke's on you.
What, the idea of, buying a lifetime warranty because I own a Ford? It should be standard equipment.
Some of us have good luck with the Fords, but not all of us.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you. I'm a little nervous about the whole concept of rebuilt.
There's the folks here, that is the only type of built that there is, because there's a nice gentleman who wanted to sell me his Dodge Ram pickup. And I said, well, how much do you want? And he said, 20 something, whatever he said. As soon as I heard the twa, I had stopped listening. But
twa.
there are $1,000 tires on it, because he raised the truck. And I said, why is this even necessary? And he said, you're in Texas. And I said, I understand that part. And then he said, well, we also rebuilt the engine because he believes, as Goon does, that it is not a new car until it has at least 180,000. So this had 300,000 miles on it.
Wow. Said, all right, outstanding.
I said, my wife will never go for that. And he said, don't worry, we rebuilt it into a diesel, and that one only had 180,000 miles.
Well, there you go.
Brand new.
like the paint job is still wet.
So I explained to him, I said, or I can get an actual new car. And he was like, sir, what are you talking about? And I think I had offended him, but I remember the sage words of Goon.
Hmm.
And I was like, my mistake, sir, but I can't have you part with this vehicle that you've put so much effort into, which got him to crack a smile. And he left his excavator here. And I said, can I play with your excavator? And he said, sure thing. And now I've been...
Phrases you only use in Texas. Can I play with your excavator?
That is awesome.
Yep, so yeah, moving stuff around.
So now I'm third on the charisma list, obviously.
Well, now, Crutch, I wouldn't worry too much about a rebuilt transmission. I mean, the original
transmission...
It's being
rebuilt by Ford.
Duh. I actually don't know who rebuilt the one that Jacob got for me. My transmission went out at 170,000 miles.
Up in the air?
Well, no, I mean... Similar to what you were doing, it started slipping, and it started slipping more and more and more until it just wouldn't move. I got a rebuilt transmission put in for about, I seem to recall it was $3,000 and it's good with a 50,000 mile warranty, or $4,000 and it's good for 120,000, and that's what I took.
Mm-hmm.
And so 170 and 120 is
290,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the car's got 357 on it. Transmission's still good.
Awesome.
Engine, not so good. Transmission, great.
I would shift gears if there was just something to propulse, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if you're going... If you have gravity pulling you, it'll work just fine.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, so I'm waiting to hear from the warranty evaluator. I keep thinking to myself, 3 weeks ago when I went in there and said I'm throwing a code, and if you'd have fixed it then, it might be a rebuild. But I'm pretty sure I've put a hurting on that transmission, so maybe I'll get a replace.
You going to bring in your trumpet and play taps?
Has somebody come over with a shotgun, do the old yeller scene?
There you go. Don't do that if you're a politician, because if you're a politician you start talking about that stuff, then you are D-U-N done.
Yeah. She's now talking about shooting other people's dogs.
Yes.
In particular, Biden.
Yes.
But
she doubled down.
I can't.
She doubled down, and I was like,
I can't disagree with her about Biden's dogs. You got a dog that bites bites people 23 times. Maybe that dog needs to not be around people. Just saying. Maybe he needs to go live on that farm that everybody sends their dogs to.
You know, I'm just saying, you don't double down on this. You know, look, I was right. I defend what I did. No, what you need to do right now, honey, is shut up. Yeah. I hope you're listening, Madam Governor. I have a lot of respect for you, but this is a dumb, dumb move. You should change your campaign slogan. Let's just say what's going to happen. Nope.
I don't think that's allowed.
Hey, you're going to lose as many votes as you could possibly get. You're of no use to anyone now.
Politically, right. Not in her area though.
I'm not talking about local politics. This was, you were on stage for national politics. It's like saying I can see Russia out my window, even if it's true. You gotta avoid stuff like that.
Which she never said, but go ahead.
Which she never said, but. If she had, it would have been a dumb thing.
Details don't matter. We have gone over this.
That's right. The facts don't count.
Yep, no, and hopefully the votes do.
Well, I don't know. Depends who's doing the counting.
Yeah, doesn't it, though?
There was did you know that there was a gathering on the weekend, and certain people went to this gathering, and I didn't even know it was happening, and... some people started live reporting from it, in which they described interactions with the Orange Man himself.
Mm.
And they said it was off-putting because they didn't know that they had to wear a jacket, and they don't feel comfortable with that. And then when they were introduced to him, He immediately started complimenting him, which they didn't know how to take. Because he said, "Oh, this guy is a podcaster." He was like, and he said, "One of the most famous podcasters." And I was like, "You mean Joe Rogan?" He was like, "No, you." And he said, "Well, of course he's the one of the best. Look at this face." And basically, the more compliments he got, it just made him. He was like, I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. I don't care how this even ends up. I am not only voting for this person, but I am now telling everyone that they are mentally deficient if they don't vote for him." So, you know, like, wow, it took him being a regular human being to win this guy over.
But, you know, that's the funny thing. Everybody has, you know, this narrative built image of President Trump. But anybody who's ever been around him, you hear all these anecdotal stories, you know, and then just things he's done. I mean, you know, the one picture that keeps coming to mind for me is he's getting on board Marine One, right? It's a helicopter. It's a little windy. Guard next to the doors, hat comes off. The President of the United States retrieves the hat and puts it back on the soldier. Not one of the flunkies, the dude, right? And it falls off again. And the two of them, he and the guard start to laugh about it. He's just like, you know, yeah, he has lots of money, but he's a regular guy.
Yep, that shouldn't fit, you know, lots of money, regular guy.
It doesn't, but, you know, some people are. I mean, you know, Elon Musk in his own way is, you know, he's a regular guy with no social skills, but he's a regular guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's literally in the middle of you know, walking people around, giving a tour. And I don't know if it was a reporter or just somebody in the crowd. And they said, "Well, what if you do this thing?" And he stopped and you could literally see the wheels turning his head. And he goes, "You know, that's a great idea." And then they implemented that great idea. I mean, there's no vanity there. You know, you can't say, "Well, I'm Elon Musk. I had to invent that idea. You know, it's not your idea, blah, blah, blah." No. Sometimes you find people who are just regular people who are trying to do the right thing. Sometimes.
That's true.
Not all the time.
But not all the time. And sometimes you get irregular guys, and, you know, usually they need to take something.
Or yeah. You can fix that with medicine.
I've heard that.
Oh, dear.
Roughage seems to help, too. Just saying.
So, Chief, we've been watching the Weather Channel a lot up here because that's about the only good TV there is. And we've noticed that you and Mr. Brownie have been getting the weather equivalent of a butt kicking. How are you guys doing down there?
Well, I always wondered what Tornado Alley looked like. So now...
Apparently it runs through your backyard.
Well, I don't know what it is about my little city, but I will say that 10 minutes in any direction, and you just see trees. And we're talking 40-foot trees that are ripped up from the roots. And, it looks like Lord of the Rings level ants just, you know, dead.
Wow.
Now, on 11, which is that main road right out front, mm-hmm. One of the trees took a spill and was across. And it took about four guys, a raised pickup truck, and... you see it all nice sliced and diced on both sides of the road now, because apparently that was very important. Now, there is a sad story to all of this, though. There is a gentleman who, he was like, "I'm in a truck. I can make this no problem."
Uh-oh.
And,
where this story's going?
Well, I will send you a picture. He did not have anything in the bed of his truck, and he was like, "Well, I can make it through that," and the water said, "Hold my water," which he is now doing.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, we will include the picture, folks. This is so sad.
Oh, that's not good.
Yes. So, I said, "Hey, sir, the bridge, you're not on it." And he goes, "I know."
Excuse me, sir. You're not allowed to park there.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so
well. Cool. Now, this is how small the town is.
Hmm.
This happens. I think Sunday night and Monday I'm getting tires. And as I'm getting tires, I hear them talking about the guy. And I was like, what guy are you talking about? They said, oh, the guy who was in the river. And I said, what color was his truck? And he goes, white. And I said, is it this one? He goes, oh, you know that guy? I'm like, apparently everybody does.
I know him now.
So was that a bridge that we went over?
I don't think so, because this was in the city.
Huh. Yeah, it doesn't look familiar to me.
Yeah, because this is next to the Brookshires, and I don't think you guys went shopping or had any reason to. We just went right through to the city. Ah, remember when we got ice cream?
Yes.
It was next to there.
Oh, okay.
Because when it rains, there's no drainage. So it just turns into a swimming pool, and
wow!
And he was turning down, and that's why there are houses like off in the distance in the picture. And it was bad. And he said, "Hey, do you have a spare vehicle?" And I go, "No, I don't."
A spare vehicle.
I know where you can buy a truck, though.
Well, I told him, I said, what were you doing out in this weather that you knew it was coming? We all knew it was coming, and there was nothing good going down on a Sunday night. There was no response to that. So I was like, right.
No tractor pulls, nothing.
No, there was a tractor pull after that.
Yeah, I'll bet.
He's not pulling a whole lot of anything.
Well, the tractor guy said, it'll probably still be here tomorrow morning. Let's come back. He just left it.
Wow. The ignominy.
And I'll bet you all that muddy brown water doesn't do it a whole lot of good either.
Nope. So it's a total loss. And I said, sir, that car is a year old. I was like, please tell me you have insurance, because that's another thing that apparently is optional down here. He said, I do have insurance. I just haven't been making the payments on the truck.
Well, looks like you saved yourself some money.
So I don't know what has happened, because I haven't talked to him since he asked if I had a spare vehicle.
Goodness but gracious.
There's always something. And everyone is talking about this. So if they didn't know him before, they all know him now.
He's the drunk.
If he asks to buy a vehicle from you, make sure that you don't give him a payment plan. The only payment plan he can have is the Chinese payment plan. You know that one?
You pay now.
I do not.
One lump sum.
I was unaware of that.
That's not offensive.
You're welcome. I'm glad you see that. See, he's starting to come around, Chief.
Yeah. Well, so have you seen the funny classmates pictures?
No.
So I don't think so.
Whenever I see something that is just absolutely outrageous, and I think that a quote unquote clapback is required by another party, there's this poor Asian kid that I post, and I will share it because my sad sense of humor, but so every time someone's getting roasted, that poor kid shows up.
Wow. Alrighty. Can I say that?
I don't see why not, since it is the poor child's name.
That's this poor child. His name is Damn Son. Lord have mercy. I have got to, I'll include it in the show notes, folks. Just keep clicking all the links. You'll enjoy them. You will enjoy them, or else.
Yep. So there's my contribution to the world.
And we thank you.
Indeed we do.
Bartles and James.
Thank you for your support.
There's a name from the past.
It sure is.
I've been enjoying the past. My office is finally clean, so I pulled out the old record player, and I'm playing records from when I was 5. It's a frightening concept. Yeah. Got a record that's over half a century old.
It's made of stone?
Yeah, funny man. I'm amazed he plays, to be honest with you. It's actually the record that got me into classical music. It's called Switched on Bach. And it is a lot of Bach music done on a Moog synthesizer, which I always thought was Moog, but it turns out it's Moog.
Who knew?
Who knew? But Moog.
Well, Robert Moog, but yeah. Other than him.
Yeah. And, synthesizers back in the day didn't play chords. They played one note at a time. So every time you hear multiple notes in a particular portion of a song, that's multiple tracks that have all been mushed together and perfectly aligned. And I'm like, holy cow. But it's, spending a lot of time listening to old music. I can't listen to new stuff. One of my coworkers is a big Taylor Swift fan, and she's just completely gaga about this new album, and I've heard some cuts, and I'm like, no, not me, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, well, I find that happening to me too. Over the weekend, we had the Kentucky Derby, which is one of the 3 sporting events that Hurricane watches.
Gee, I wonder what the other 2 are.
Huh, can't imagine. But I ended up signing up for the Peacock streamer,
mm-hmm.
so that she could watch that race and the other 2. It's only 2 months, and then we can cancel them.
Nice.
And I guess maybe we could watch the Olympics, but it's in France, so I don't really care. Where was I going with this story? What were we talking about?
Old things. So I'm thinking you were watching like an old horse race?
Because new old things. One of the things that the streamer has is the movie, the guy who helped create the atomic bomb, Oppenheimer.
Yes.
And I thought, well, it's streaming. This movie made a lot of people loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I got through about 8 minutes.
Really?
Nope. Not that. It was terrible.
Really?
It was disjointed. The guy playing Oppenheimer, I think, is probably a pretty good actor.
Yes.
But the story is all focuses on when the House Un-American Activities Committee brought him up on charges, and they tell you the story of his life in a disjointed fashion through mm-hmm. flashbacks and questions that came from the committee. That's a horrible way to tell a story.
Got it.
So which one was this? Was this the movie one? This is the movie Oppenheimer, yeah. The goon did like movie. So thumbs down.
Here's the thing that I learned about that. Cillian Murphy is the guy who plays Oppenheimer, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Did you see him at the premiere in England?
Oh, no. Yes.
So
he's Irish.
Yeah. I didn't understand what keeping your hands in your pockets meant. Until I was educated, that the Irish were told to never do that around royalty or they'd lose their head. And so they do it on purpose now, just as there's nothing you can do about it, you English people.
Yes. he is a proud, proud Irishman. But I saw that, I was like, I thought it was odd, and then I heard the story, because
basically during the troubles, I believe is the phrase they use. if you were found to have your hands in your pockets around even British soldiers, they would probably shoot you thinking you had something in your pockets. So, it's now common for proud Irishmen to keep their hands in their pockets when they're around British royalty. It also helps them keep track of their wallet because usually somebody wants some money. So, you know, there's that.
Well, he's Irish, so he may want to fight for that.
Probably does.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that I saw. And at first I thought this is just, you know, more salacious rumors until Conor McGregor showed up and he explained, no, this is how we do it. And
yeah. This is how we do it.
Now, what Conor didn't seem to understand is that just because a guy says you want to fight is not the invitation to jump out of your vehicle and start fighting, which is what he did. But, you know.
Well, not in this country.
Yeah, but they were overseas. They were in Ireland. So maybe that was I'm just not used to the custom. And it's not like you went to prison for it, so I'm guessing everything's okay.
Hunky dory.
Well, yeah. Well, so, I mean, I guess I'm glad he did that. Not that I could get through his movie. Sorry, man.
What, Cillian or Connor? Because he was in the Roadhouse remake.
That's the Patrick Swayze movie, right?
Yes.
Well, it was.
Yes, now it is the Jake Gyllenhaal Conor McGregor movie. And that was interesting. I will say that. Yeah, I did. It's on Prime, so it was free.
Ah, okay.
Well, it's included with anyone who has Prime, and all of us who are so far out on the sticks that Prime next day equals next week instead of 2 weeks, which I appreciate.
Exactly.
So, yes, there was the things that they kept where they tried to keep Dalton's cool demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
They explained more of the reason why he became the way he was, and they. The amount of one-liners. So, of course, McGregor has no acting capabilities, and it showed. But he was a very good stuntman. Man. And
was he the villain?
And yes, it is very clear that he was. Once you saw that, here's one fighter, and McGregor was in the movie. You knew who the other fighter was going to be. There was no confusion on that part. And he pretty much acts like himself, which is like, man, is this guy a jerk? Which McGregor is in real life, so it's like, man, this fits perfectly. He's just acting like himself, just drunk, you know. It was amazing. He was in a boat and he said, we're in our own little octagon, and he goes, who taught you shapes? You know. So it was lots of stuff like that, and that's what you get to that's what you get to expect if you decide you want to watch it. There you go.
It's been a very laid back show, isn't it?
Indeed.
Well, there. I'm glad.
That's it. Sounds like a wrap to me.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm hoping my good luck perseveres for another 3 hours, and because then the Mega Millions will be drawn, and I'm sorry, Powerball will be drawn tonight, and maybe we'll have a big announcement next week. Who knows? Be great. I think it'd be wonderful. I'm gonna go. Probably gonna go finish my coffee. My coffee's been sitting over the whole time.
Sure, rub it in.
You don't have coffee at your house now?
No, I have coffee at my house.
Okay, well then don't be crying these, you know.
I'm still just grumpy about it, okay?
Well, you can get some of that synthale. Just saying.
That's created by AI, an evil thing created by an evil entity.
I totally agree. We should never drink synthetic coffee. I'll drink tea before I drink synthetic coffee.
Exactly.
Which means I might as well kill myself. Anyway,
wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will continue to have coffee. We will continue to talk about poison ivy. We'll continue to talk about cars and puppies and tornadoes and all the fun things that we've spoken about tonight. But we'll be doing it next week because, well, we've kind of run out of things to say tonight. And I need a nap. But before I go take my nap, I'm going to go listen to the Goons commercials.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Crutch Motors' new model, the Nova. When you don't need to go anywhere anytime soon, put it in gear and nothing happens. The engine revs, the gauges sweep majestically, and the vehicle remains perfectly still. Nothing keeps your family safe like a car that won't move. The Nova from Crutch Motors. And Boeing. Launching spaceships now because if the doors fall off, there's nobody around to actually say it happened. It's the new no-witness construction method. Cheap, clean, and almost reliable. That crew should take up the new company motto, if it's Boeing, I'm not going. And America's college campus present Marxists Are Us, the story of the latest crop of almost graduates. They can camp if you buy them tents and provide food. They can stand up to the police if you provide lawyers and money. And they have a great new garbage can shield that, while completely ineffective, is the best comedy the boys have seen all week. Be sure to see these budding Marxists soon, being arraigned at your local courthouse for criminal trespass. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.